Brent Christensen is founder of the company Ice Castles. He says they have all kinds of interactive features, beautiful lights, and many things to explore. Christensen says they're working now on finishing touches and getting the grounds ready for visitors.
Well, we have a lot of the features are similar to what we've done in the past, although we try to improve it every year. We'll mix the design up a little bit. So it's a completely different layout than what we've had in the past. So this year we'll still have slides and tunnels, like little tunnels to explore and crawl spaces and like squeeze canyons, we call them. And we also have a fountain. There's a reflecting pond and just a lot of things to explore.
Even with the warm December, they're still able to build the castle during the nighttime when temperatures drop.
Our building material is icicles, and we will use some days up to 10,000 icicles that we place by hand. So we'll have a crew of several people out there all day placing icicles, fusing icicles in formations, and that's repeated on a daily basis. We've learned some things and some ways to kind of manage and when to spray water and so forth.
Christensen was a little surprised they could open it all this year, but he's confident the structure will hold up even if the temperatures get into the 40s like they are projected to do this weekend.
But the castle itself is still beautiful, and the sun goes down and everything refreezes and the lights come on and so we deal with it. And, sometimes the trails get a little mushy and we just have to keep grooming them and making sure they're safe.
The price of admission is $6.95 for children, $9.95 for adults on weekdays. On weekends and holidays, it's $8.95 for children and $14.95 for adults. Kids under 4 are always free. Go to icecastles.com for information and to purchase tickets. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.